Episode 119. In today's episode, we see the return of Amanda Davis from ISV Software. She's recently been on a coaching course learning all about those employees who can be toxic to your business. This is a really insightful blog that certainly makes you stop and think. I also share with you a coaching app that I find really handy to keep me on track with my daily reflections.
A clearer voice for business online. More focus. All the pointers for social media are here. The tools and techniques to give you an edge. All in the Online Marketing Audio Blog, presented as ever by Julia Doherty of Green Umbrella.
Hello, 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 and a really warm welcome to the Online Marketing Audio Blog. My name is Julia Doherty from Green Umbrella. This is an audio version of the blog that's written on the Green Umbrella website, and its focus is on the small business owner. Hopefully, that's you guys. We appreciate that business owners wear so many hats nowadays, and therefore we need to quickly learn lots of new skills, and we're here to help. That's what we're here for. From finance to social media and everything else in between, you're going to find it here on the audio blog.
Snapchat, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Bebo, Boo Boo, Coochie Coo, Who's a Pretty Boy Then? All the platforms are covered here.
In each episode, I always add just a little something which is just for you listeners in the tool or technique of the day. So before we transition over to the guest blog, let me share with you a fantastic new smartphone app that's really handy if you want to keep your life and your goals in perspective.
The Online Marketing Audio Blog. Tools and techniques.
Okay, today's app is a smartphone app that I've mentioned before. It's now called Coach.me. It was previously known as the Lift app, but nowadays it has so many more features that I just need to share it with you again. So perhaps you want to give up smoking, or perhaps you want to learn to meditate. You want to finish work by 7 o'clock or have inbox zero every day. Perhaps you just want to create the habit of flossing your teeth every day. Well, this app is the answer. So you can get guidance, and they have like these in-house, like in-app experts and coaching programs that you can belong to. They're probably more life related, but there are ones as well that are business related. It has like this real community as well, so other people will be on the same goals as you are, and you can support each other to make sure that you're doing it every single day. If you're like me and you like the analytics side of things, it sends you analytic reports that you can have in your email, and it also gives you these notifications that pop up on your phone saying, you know, don't forget you're meant to inbox zero by now, and it just makes you go into your inbox just to top it up and make sure that you've got those emails out of your inbox or whatever it is that you decide that you want to put in as your goal. I use this app to learn how to wake up early every day. Yes, I'm up at 4:30 most days, and the latest I'm ever up is about 5:15. I now wake up at this time naturally without having an alarm clock, and it was down to this app that made me do that. So anyway, I'll stop rambling on about this now, but check it out. It's called Coach.me, or you can see it at the link at the bottom of this week's article. And this week's article show notes can be found at the same as normal, Green Umbrella or green-umbrella.biz/119. We're on episode 119.
You're on the Online Marketing Audio Blog.
So it's now time for our guest blogger to make her appearance. Gee, I love having chats with Amanda. She's a natural marketeer and she's hugely successful. I find her inspirational, and we often share ideas and techniques of all different sorts of things. I'm sure you're going to find this particular blog article as fascinating as I did. So please let me pass you over to the wonderful Amanda Davis from ISV Software. Over to you, Amanda.
In every episode, get the view from the outside, a stack of subscribers, the how-to articles that create action. It's the guest blogger.
14 toxins that could be derailing your business. I am lucky enough to have written and spoken for the Green Umbrella blog several times. In previous posts, I have focused on recruitment, covering topics such as how to avoid common mistakes when interviewing, and generally looking at how to get the best people into your business and retain their talent. This time, fresh from a recent course to further develop my leadership skills, I am covering the people factor from a different angle. As a business owner, growing your team and hiring new people to help take your company to the next level could well be on your agenda for 2015. hot off the press statistics from the Recruitment and Employment Confederation, show that a whopping 80% of companies plan to increase their number of permanent employees in the next 3 months. Plus, of course, total employment is still on the up year on year. So when the time comes to replace or hire somebody new, what sort of team are they coming into? There is an old adage that people leave managers and not jobs. I would argue that this also encompasses that they leave cultures or teams that just don't work for them. If you look closely enough, it is likely there are some unproductive or toxic behaviours in your team. This was really brought home to me after attending a 2-day course on Organisation and Relationship Systems Coaching, or ORSC for short. Okay, the name is a bit of a mouthful, but the focus made perfect sense. It was all about teams, whether you lead them or are members of one or several. Such is the importance of the relationships we are part of, both in and out of work. They are regarded as separate entities, systems with a character, shape, possibly even a colour or smell of their own. Consider this system as a standalone entity, and it starts to reveal itself, and you can pinpoint typical behaviours, both positive and negative. Identifying both, and particularly the negative behaviours or toxins, is so valuable. You start to understand why performance is not where you want it to be, and why people might be leaving, before you consider adding more people to the melting pot that is your company. So what are some of the toxic behaviours that are impacting your staff turnover and team performance? The ORSC course outlines 4. Blaming, defensiveness, stonewalling, and contempt. Let's look at each one in more detail. Blame shows up as domination, aggression or aggressive attacks, harsh or flash flare-ups, bullying and chronic criticism. For defensive, picture someone who deflects comments or feedback. They're not open to influence and perhaps acts as a victim. Stonewalling will typically appear as passivity, disengagement or uncooperativeness, avoiding the subject, and again not being open to influence. Contempt is brought to life through hostile gossip, disrespect, demeaning communication, sarcasm, and cutting others down. Wow, even writing or talking about these toxins feels uncomfortable. It evokes a negative feeling niggling away in the pit of the stomach. And I'm sure, like me, you recognise some of the behaviours in your peers. What's worse, you may even recognise some in yourself. I know I do. Outside of the business environment, I have been known to stonewall, to dig my heels in if I don't feel ready to do something. Also, in a previous life and job, I can remember showing contempt, which, in hindsight and however justified it felt at the time, I'm not proud of. To put this in context, an example could be an employee, let's call him James, going through a restructure at work. The dynamic of the system or team changes completely and suddenly. James has little professional respect for the new team leader, based on what he's witnessed in the past. He respects the chain of command, though, and feels impotent when it comes to impacting the direction of the project. He is sure the team leader won't respect him or help him develop his potential. It feels stifling, like he's wearing lead weights chained around his ankles. As a result, James is sarcastic to his team leader, his colleagues, and even on group emails. He rolls his eyes in meetings in an attempt to garner support for his cause. So the behaviours coming from James are definitely in the contemptuous camp. They're now spilling over into the system. But what's driving them, and is he really in the wrong? I was fascinated to look at these behaviours from a fresh and more neutral perspective. There is usually a fear or an emotion behind the mask of a toxin. In James's case, it's likely to be fear, impotence or insecurity, or indeed all of the above. To give another example, those who come from the toxin of blame may feel threatened or have a fear of failure. So behind every action or toxin, there is a cause. Understand this and the antidote becomes clearer too. The key takeaway for me was to notice what toxins show up and under what circumstances. Maybe it's the same for you. What needs to be addressed to get performance back on track or before you consider recruiting? It takes real courage to look under the rocks of your system and see what's underneath. And yes, it can be difficult to look straight on at what toxic behaviours are showing up in you and your team and what's behind them. In the long term, though, it will be worth it. A positive system and team will perform better. Engagement and staff retention is higher, plus the team is typically more receptive to new members. So before recruiting or considering who is the magic bullet to fix your company, maybe have a quick look closer to home.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much for that article, Amanda. It certainly makes you think about the way that you personally deal with people and what vibes you may be handing out to the world as well. My mum always told me there's more than one way to skin a cat, Julia. I know that's a really weird phrase, but this basically means that there's more than one way to look at a situation. So before making a judgment call, perhaps you do need to look under the bonnet and see what's happening there. Really good article, Amanda, so thanks again for that. Remember, you don't need to take any notes from today's show as we do all the hard work for you. To read today's episode in full and to check out the links to today's tool of the day, which was the smartphone app called coach.me, then please visit all the W's green-umbrella.biz/119.
Next time, the online marketing audio blog returns with more social media, the guest blog, tools and techniques, hot topic, and all the latest news. Catch Julia then. And in the meantime, pay us a visit at green-umbrella.biz.
That's it for this episode. Take care for now. See you soon. Bye-bye. Ta-da.